Okay, so first I should have mentioned last night was sponsored by, the Dafyomi last night was sponsored by Aziz Basaleli on the occasion of the yahrzeit of his father, Elisha ben Shlomo Zechron Lebracha. It was also sponsored by Debbie Wellner on the occasion of the yahrzeit of her sister, Rezel Perel Bat Eliyahu Zechron Lebracha. All right, and tonight's daf is sponsored by me on the occasion of the yahrzeit of my grandmother, Menucha Bat Yisrael Zechron Lebracha. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah. On the Kaf Gimel Mun Aleph, the third line. So Matnitin, Ha'isha Shenad Rebbe Nazir, if a woman took a neder to be a Nazir, by Tashot to be Ayinim Etam L'meitim. And then it wasn't going so well for her. She took the neder, but she was busy drinking wine and being Etam L'meitim. I don't know why it doesn't say cutting her hair. She's doing everything else. So Harez Zu Sofeget at Arba'im. She gets 40 Malkot. And if you remember, we discussed in the Gemara previously, there's one of two possibilities here. Possibility number one is that her husband was made for the netter afterwards, but it doesn't save him from Malkot because he's just made his guy as he cuts it off from going in the future. Or the other pshat is no, the Tanna of our Mishnah holds that the husband, if he would be made for, would be ma'akar akar. But here the Talmud Mishnah is just between the basic din, he wants us to clear with the last part of Mishnah. Hefer labalo be lo yadasha hefer labalo. If the husband revoked the neder and she doesn't know that, so she, as far as she knows, she's a nazira. But unbeknownst to her husband has revoked her neder and she doesn't have to necessarily know about the revocation. He says vaitashot to beyayin mitam lemeitim, and now she's busy drinking wine and mitam lemeitim. She doesn't get malkot, and because the bottom line is that she didn't do the Aveira per se min Torah. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if she doesn't get malkot on a Torah level, she still gets malkot on a Rabbanim level, Makat Margit, for rebelling against the Torah, because she's not behaving in a proper fashion. She's doing things that, as far as her, you know, understanding is prohibited, so we don't want to encourage people to be in a state of rebellion from Torah. And this Machloket Rishonim, and this is the way that Rabbi Leibowitz is explaining, whether Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining the previous opinion, or he's coming to be cholek to the previous opinion. So it could be that he's saying it differently, or he's been the same. All right, let me just cover some ground, because we're a little bit late, then I'll pause in a little bit, okay? So the topic that we get into is when a person does what they think is an Aveira, but unbeknownst to them, it's really not an Aveira, and what type of culpability is involved. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Isha HaFeirama Hashem Yisafa. So it says in the beginning of Parshat Matot that her Isha with a Mapekei, her husband revoked the vow, and Hashem will forgive her. So, and here the Bacha is on the words, B'mea Ketuba Deber, what is the Pasuk speaking about? B'isha Shehefer Labalo. With a woman whose husband revoked her vow for her, but he lo yada hakum daver. So, in other words, so the Braisa is speaking about the same case that we were speaking about in the Mishnah, where she made a neder to be a nazira, and her husband revoked the vow, but she didn't know about it, and she went around drinking wine and being matam of the meitim. That notwithstanding the fact that the bottom line she didn't do an avera, she still needs atonement and forgiveness. And that's why it says, "Hashem Yisachla, Hashem will forgive her." When the Tana Rabbi Akiva would get this pasuk, he would cry, if a person, he thought he's picking a trade piece of meat, he thinks he's that, but he's got a kosher piece of meat. Nevertheless, he requires kapar and slicha. So if a person actually picked up treif meat and ate the treif meat, so it's how much more so does he need kapara. And here, two ideas. One is that, there's a concept we have in halakha. Rabbi was mentioning this today, but I think it was in the Masechta as well. And I look, and also Rabbi Simon touches it in Parshas Vayechi, that normally we say like machshava ra in a kaddish baruch hu misarav lemaisa. If a Jew has a bad thought, a kaddish baruch hu doesn't hold it against him. That's what we normally say. And yet here, she has the bad thought and it's being held against her. So Mefarshim explained that it's a bad thought by itself, Hashem doesn't hold it against you. The presumption is that the Jew would not follow through with the bad thought. So if a Jew has a bad thought, he most likely won't follow through with the bad thought. Here, though, where there's a mindset, it's an action that's accompanying it. So and it's true, at the end of the day, she didn't do the Aveira, but she's following through in action. So then she does need Slicha B'Kapara. She does need Slicha B'Kapara. And then, in addition to which, it says that Rabbi Akiva, when he would get to this Pasuk, he would cry. He says, and why Dafka Rabbi Akiva? So they brought down in the Masivta, and it's also here in the Daf, in the Al Hadaf, he wants to say, the Al Hadaf, and he wants to say, they quoted the Anaf Yosef quotes from the Nezer HaKodesh, and he cites from the Kitvei Ha'ari, from the Sefer Gilgulim, that Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgul of Shimon. Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgul of Shimon, Yosef's brother Shimon. And Shimon was more inculpated with the Aveira of the sale of Yosef than the other brothers, and he didn't leave there until he was thrown into the pit. So at the end, Yosef says to the brothers, you know, you thought to do bad, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu figured it's good. So, you know, like Zorknish, you know, don't worry about it. So, but now Rabbi Akiva is seeing that Badafka, you know, even if you thought something, you thought bad, but you did an action with that, so you're liable for it. And Chazal teach us that the Aseret Harugei Malchut, of which Rabbi Akiva was one of the Aseret Harugei Malchut, they were punished because of the sin of the brothers. So that's why he would cry when he got to this pasuk. He's a Gilgal of Shimon. He realized that his ancestor or the Gilgal, the person whose neshama he has, did something like this. Okay, let me just cover a little bit more ground and then I'll pause a little bit. Okay. So he says, so the Gemara says, the Brisa continues, Yotze b'davara ta'omer. Similarly, the Brisa says, you have something similar, b'lo yadava Hashem. So he didn't realize it, but he was guilty. He bears his aveira. Now, the Gemara in Masechet Kritot explains there's two possibilities with the Asham Talui. Either there's one piece of meat or two pieces of meat. So one piece of meat could be he thought the piece of meat was kosher, and then it turns out that it might be treif. So he ate a piece of meat, he thought it's not kosher. And now it turns out it might be a treif piece of meat. That's one case. Case two, there are two pieces of meat. He ate a piece of meat, he thought it was kosher, and now he's not sure if it was the kosher piece of meat or the treif piece of meat, but there definitely was a treif piece of meat there. So v'lo yadav Hashem en asav ono. So the first case is the one piece of meat. So here, he thought he's eating the kosher piece of meat, and he ends up with the piece of meat that is a safek, whether it's trey. That piece of meat is safek, the kosher fat or the trey fat. So Amar Krav and Asav Ono, the Pasuk says he has to bear his iniquity. If a person had in mind to eat the chazir, you know, like treif meat, the labi yudo basar chazir, and he did, achan kama kama. How much more so is he going to be punished? Then the Gemara says, Isi ben Yehuda omer, Isi ben Yehuda says, v'lo yadav Hashem ben asav ono, that, now, some say it's the same pasuk, some say that the Gemara here quotes a later pasuk, the next pasuk says something like, ben islachlo, you know, v'chiper alav akawim ben islachlo. So he says, this is talking about the two pieces of meat. He says, in other words, the two pieces of meat, he thinks he's eating the kosher piece of meat. Then after he eats it, he's not sure if it was the kosher piece of meat or the treif meat. So that's the case he's talking about. So he intended to eat kosher, the labi yudo basar chazir. At the end of the day, it might be treif. He had two pieces of meat or fat, one kosher fat, one trey fat. But asa avono, he bears his iniquity. He says, so if a person intended for basar chazir and he got basar chazir, how much more so does he need atonement? Al davar ze yidu ha'tevuyim. So the Brisa continues, for this, sensitive people should grieve. So now the Gemara is analyzing the Braisa and says, "V'chol hani lamali." Why do we need three cases? It might be three psukim because the last case had a different pasuk according to some. So the three cases are: one is the woman with her husband who takes an eder to be in the zira, she takes an eder to be in the zira, and then her husband revokes the vow. The second case is where he picked up a piece of meat, he thought it was the kosher meat, now he's not so sure. And the third case is he's got two pieces of meat, he thinks he's taking the kosher meat, and now he's not so sure. So why do I need the Braisa to describe all three cases? Or why do we need the three different psukim if there are three different psukim? So it's treatment. So the Gemara says it's all necessary. If he would have only told me the first case with the woman who took the matter to be the zira and her husband revoked the vow, there I would say she needs atonement. She intends to do an aveira. She took the neder, and now, as far as she knows, she's doing the aveira. So I think, yes, she's got dead on. She intends to do an aveira. She needs sleep with kapara. But if I have a piece of meat and it's a sapek, whether it's kosher or treif, to the hateri chaving. When he picked it up, he intended to eat only kosher, and he thought he was eating kosher. Lo by kapara slicha. I would say he doesn't even need the atonement and the forgiveness. It's like less culpable. He thought he was eating kosher. Now he's not so sure it was kosher. He is more hadah, and if it was only said that case where he ate the piece of meat which he thought was kosher, now he's not so sure it was kosher. I say it's the iki isura. So I would say, yeah, he needs slicha kapara because the bottom of the day there is the potential for isur here, safek isur. About Isha the Hefer Labala, but with the woman, with her husband, who revoked the vow, the Tera, that she only did that was mutar, and she clearly did nothing, you know, she didn't violate her vow. Lo Tibai Kapara Slicha, we think she doesn't need Kapara Slicha. So I need those two. Beitmar Hani Tarti, and if you would only teach me those first two cases, have Amina Hani Tarti, who decided to hold the Kapara Slicha. I would say, you know what, with those first two cases, like forgiveness from a Kaddish Baruch who does the trick. Slicha v'kapara does it. He says, why lo ikpa isur? Because neither case involved definite isur. He says, aval shtei chatichot, akachal chilim, akachal shuman, but where I had the two pieces of meat, where one is definitely treif, the ikpa isura, and he just doesn't know if he ate the treif piece of meat, but he knows definitely one was treif. He says, lo sagilim v'kapara slicha. I would think kapara slicha is not enough. He needs more, I would have thought. So Kamash Malan Loshana. So the Tana teaches me and the Psukim teach me that in each case he just needs Slicha of the Kapara. Okay, let me pause for a minute. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did?
Is this saying wait. That
Daniel, you then him. Okay, let me hear people first. Go ahead.
Is this saying that each person did something wrong here? In other words, if you have a piece of chaylev and have a piece of shuman, you should stay away from both because there is a safek. The lady
I think the Gemara is saying that the person should have exercised more due care in his activities. In other words, he picked up the piece of meat, he thought it's kosher, and then afterwards he realized he's not sure if it's kosher. So that's the type of culpability that he needs kapara for. In other words, he should have been more careful. And then the two pieces of meat, he thought he's picking up the kosher meat, now he's not so sure. He should have straighten everything out ahead of time. Okay, what do you have to meet, Daniel?
And the lady should not have been mitame and all that.
Right, right. Okay, well, what's
the person is intended to do something wrong, he may think it's gone. It's similar to a person who is sleeping, he thinks he's awake, and he's making another round while he's sleeping. So based on that...
No. You're mixing kasha with mud. Again, we said it's not just machshav, it's machshav and a maisa, right? And the sleeping guy is not doing a ma'aser. He's not doing a ma'aser, right? Right. Here they're doing a ma'aser. Okay. All right. And even. Go ahead.
Can you explain the difference between second and third case?
Yeah. So the Gemara in Masechet Krisis says, "What's the case of Asham Talui? Is it one piece of meat or two pieces of meat?" So if it's one piece of meat, it means a person picks up a piece of meat, he thinks it's kosher, and then after he eats it, he realizes he's not sure if it's kosher. It might be treif. That's the first case. You have it? The second case, there are two pieces of meat. He knows one is treif and one is kosher, but he thinks he ate the kosher meat. Then afterwards, he's not so sure he ate the kosher piece of meat. He thinks maybe he ate the trace meat. Anyway, so those are the two cases, all right? Anyway, and then also with your case, Daniel, though, even the machshava is not the same. In other words, the machshava you have when you're dreaming, that's the same machshava you have like when you're awake. Yeah, I mean, it's a different, it's a different getter altogether. You know, you're having a dream, you know. Okay, all right, now let's, okay, now I'm going to go on and then let's keep moving. Okay, everybody with me?
Imagine
in a Mishnah case.
I'm with you.
In the Mishnah, if the case was that the husband canceled it, then she ate and drank, it would be the same thing, right?
That's the case we were talking about in the Mishnah. In near the bays, in the Mishnah, near the bays, line 5. Hefer labala v'hilo yadasha hefer labala v'itashu t'gayinu v'tamu l'meitim. That's exactly the case Mishnah is speaking about, right?
So the other way around.
What do you mean?
Yeah, she ate and did all that stuff, and then the husband canceled.
So that's what we said. That's what the Gemara entertained the possibility that might be the first case in the Mishnah where she gets malkot. And the Gemara wanted to say that would be a proof that the husband's make his gaius. Just cuts it off in the middle, but that might not be the pshat. It might be husband makar akar, but the mission is just, you know, just teaching the basic case. Okay, I got to keep moving. Please excuse me. I'll pause in another 30 lines, okay? So let's keep back on the Gemara. So the first wide line on Chaf Gimel Aleph, okay? So I don't know if there's a way for you to mute yourself, Yosef, but we're getting noise from your end. Okay, so I'm a Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yochanan. What does the Pasuk mean in Hosea, which is part of the Haftorah we recite on Shabbat Shuva, that righteous are the ways of God, the righteous people go on them, and the Poshim stumble on them. So it sounds like that the Poshim go on the same path as the righteous people, but they stumble on it. So that's it. Now, it's interesting, if you look, there's a Bach here. I was bothered by this. Look, Gimel in the Bach, he says, Yisharim Darchei Hashem Tzadikim Kasher Ro Vav Nimchak. He says, it shouldn't be a Vav there, but there is a Vav in Tanakh. So it's hard to understand. So I saw in the Masifta, they said that this line in the Bach might have been from some Talmud, and it doesn't make sense, because it may have some erroneous student may have written it in. Anyway, so let's see back in the Gemara. So, Mashal, the Shnei Bnei Adam Shetzal Pitzchayim. It's like two people who roasted their korbanot Pesach. The Charakalo L'Shem Mitzvah. One ate the korban Pesach L'Shem Mitzvah. The Charakalo L'Shem Achil Gasa. One ate it just to kind of like, you know, he'd eat like stuff himself. Zeh Charakalo L'Shem Mitzvah, but Tzadikim Yel Chuvam. The one with the Shnei Mitzvah, that Tzadikim going on it. Zeh Charakalo L'Shem Achil Gasa, U'Poshim Yikash Lubam. So, Amalei Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Baruch Hanan, who said, I don't know if Reish Lakish speaks to Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Baruch Hanan is quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish said, "Hi Rasha, Kari Le, you call the guy Rasha because he ate it like the Gasa. Nidlo Kavi Mitzvah Mufkar Pesach being Kavi. He was being kind of Mitzvah Pesach. In other words, he does like the food, but at the end of the day, he's eating it with intent to do the Mitzvah. Now I don't have time because we're running out of time, but if you look, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth post. He says Pesach Mika Avid Mashma Achila Gas Ma'achila. Sounds like Achila Gas Kol Achila. So Tosfos asks by Yom Kippur, it doesn't sound like it is. In other words, let's say a person is stuffed to the gills, you know, like going into Kol Nidre, he's ready to throw up, and then he forces himself to eat something. So he doesn't violate Achila on Yom Kippur because Achila Gas is not called Achila, and yet here the person's eating Achila Gasa with the Korban Pesach, and yet it is called Achila. So Tosfos says there's two types of achilas. There's achila gasa when you're super stuffed, and it's just like generally filled up. So here it means like he's filled up, but it's achila gasa. Anyway, so the Gemara says on line 5, Elamah Shalosh Nei Ben Adam is that Yishto B'Achol Toimo, is that Yishto B'Achol Toimo. Somebody shouldn't have a bayit. So man's alone with his mother and his wife, with his wife and his sister. L'zenim Zamlo Yishto, L'zenim Zamlo Achol Toimo. So Reuven ends up having relations with his wife, and Shimon ends up relations with Shimon's sister. The one who got involved with his wife, we say Tzadikim go on this path. That the sinners will stumble on it. So the Gemara thinks, like I'm setting up a similar fact pattern, but it ends up differently. And the idea is that the person who ends up with his wife, like that was his desire. The person who ends up with his sister, that was his desire, and he ended up with it. So the Gemara says, Midami, how can you compare the cases? Adam Kamin and Chadaderech, we said they're doing, Chadaderech means they're doing the same act. He says, Hachashni Drachim. Here they're doing different acts. So we want to have where one person does the same act and somebody else does the same act, and for the tzaddik it's a mitzvah, and for the rasha it's an aveira. So Ella Mashal Lot Ishtevin Otav Imo. So it says it's like Lot with his two daughters, and if you remember, after the incident with Sodom, Lot, the daughters, they think that nobody else is alive on the face of the earth, and the daughters, in order to procreate, get their father drunk, and they have relations with the father. He says, says the daughters intended, they thought erroneously that they're doing a mitzvah by propagating and not, you know, contributing to the extermination of humankind. He says, who should have come in the shame of Era? He, Lot, intended the shame of Era, who poshim yikash lubam. So here we have the same act, clearly, you know, let's say the Lot with his elder daughter, he's doing the same act. And for the elder daughter, it's a type of mitzvah. And for Lot, it's an aveira. So the Gemara, who nami the shem mitzvah chave? Maybe Lot also intended the shem mitzvah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol pasuk is the shem aveira neamar." The following pasuk, Chazal darshan out the shem aveira right before, after Lot and Avram separate. So it says, "Vaya Lot it called kikar yardin ki kulam ashkel." Lot saw all the plain yardin ki kulam ashkel of nisha chedushem mitzvah amura, and he decided he's going to go to Sodom. So he says, "Vayisalot, vayisayishnonav edinah." So vayisalot, he lifted his eyes. So the Gemara connects that the case with the wife of Potiphar, who was like had sexual interest in Yosef. Edinah, then Lot lifted his eyes to he ashrab einai. So the Gemara puts by Shimshon, he wanted to marry this Plishti woman. This is before Delila, and it says yashrab einai in einai. This is einai. He says. Then it says, "Bayar, Lot saw, Bayar Tashem Ben Chamor, that Shem Ben Chamor Sodina." In other words, "Et Kol Kikar Yarden," he saw the whole plain of the Yarden. "Kibad Isha Zonad Kikar Lachem." So the Gemara connects this to pasuk, and says that for a zona, a person will even give his last loaf of bread. He says, "Kichulam Ashkeh," that it was all like, you know, very verdant, like a lot of growth, like everything, there was water and everything. So it's like the Zona says, I'm going to go after my lovers, people give my bread, my water, my wool, my linen, my oil, and that which, you know, causes me to drink. But it says shikuyim, and here it says mashken. Let me see, how does he translate shikuyai? One second. All right, so it's drink is what he's saying. All right, 1 second. Let me just double check. 1 second.
I will go after my lovers who give my drink.
Yeah, I got it. My drink. We got it. Thank you. Okay, now let's see back on the Gemara. So anyway, the point is the Lot is, even though the Pashuto Shemikra sounds like not so terrible, he's looking to see where he can go live, but Chazal attribute to him, you know, very low, you know, attitude towards life. So the Gemara says, "Vahaminas anis," but Lot was acting out of onus because he was drunk. So Tana Mishum Rabbi Yosi Barav, Barav Choni. So a brisa was taught in the name of Rabbi Yosi Barav Choni. Lamana Kurovav Ubekuma. Why is there a dot Sefer Torah on the word Ubekuma? It says Lo Yidab B'Shikvav Ubekuma, that he didn't know when the older daughter lied down and she got up. Shabachira Lamar Shabishikvav Lo Yidab. When she lied down, he didn't know. He says, when she got up, what did he do about it? So the Gemara says, so what can he do at that point? It's all over. So the Gemara says, the next evening, he shouldn't have drunk wine. So now he's on notice which way things are going. So he shouldn't have gotten drunk the next night. So there's the whole topic. We don't have time to go through it now. The Morot Dafyomi, they had a piece, let's say, in Purim. Let's say if a person is drunk, so he can't daven. So we usually say it's like a type of shogeg because he couldn't daven. He'll make it up in the next tefillah. If I don't daven because of mezid, then I can't make it up. But if a person he knows that he's going to, he knows that he's imbibing so much that he won't be able to daven, then that's not considered shogeg anymore. That's amazing. So, and that's why it's a good, you know, idea to daven mincha, which I think many people do. And they said that, you know, before mincha, before the meal. Okay, now let me just do a little bit further, and then I'll try to pause in a few minutes. We're running out of time. Okay, so Darash Rava, Rava Darshan the following pasuk: By Tiv, Achdif Shah he Kiryat Oz. But a rebellious brother is like thrown out of Kiryat Oz, like a fortified city. So the rebellious brother is like Lot, and Kiryat Oz is like Avram. So turn page. He says Umidyanim Kibriach Armon, and contention it forms like a barrier, like Kibriach Armon, like the lock. The Briach is the crossbar in the palace. So all the contention creates like a, you know, Machisa Barzel. So Achdif Shah Mikiryat Oz, a rebellious brother is separated from the strong city. Zelot Shapirish Mi Abraham. That's Lot who separated himself from Abraham. Umidyanim Kibriach Armon, and Midyanim Kibriach Armon, like contention is Kibriach Armon, like this bolt, you know, in the door of a palace. He says, Shehitil Midyanim Kibrichim Varmon, that he instigated arguments like Kibriach Ba'armon. He instigated arguments. He says, remember the Chazalti and Rak Tosus brings down, there was an argument between the Roi Tzon and the Roi Lot. So that was the whole thing with that. Okay, now as a result of that, Lo Yavo, one second. As a result of that, Lo Yavo Monim Bo'avi B'Kal Hashem. So as a result of all of that, so now an Amoni and a Moabi can't come to Kal Hashem. It means they can't come to Kal Hashem. They can convert, but if they're male, they can't marry with the rest of the Jews. If an Amoni and a Moabi, he can't marry the rest of the Jews. But if she's an Amonite or a Moabite, she could. Like Ruth was able to marry. All right, let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause, okay? He says, Darash Rav HaVitim Rav Yitzchak to Rav Darshan and some say Rav Yitzchak might achieve the Tavai Bakesh Nefrad, that for lust, the one who is separated will seek lust, and his aveira will be exposed in all knowledgeable places. The ta'avai b'kesh nifrad zelo. That's Lot. In other words, he's seeking his taivas. He was one who separated himself. He's seeking his taivas. V'chol tushiyah yikala, in all knowledgeable places he'll be exposed. Shidat gala klono, his disgrace is exposed. B'atekin esir b'atein b'drashot. D'tan amonim ovi asur v'yisran yisur olam. So the way Tosfos understands it, the Batekin Yisrael in every shul, we lame about his Avera. So that's exposed there. And then the Batei Medrash, we have the Mishnah, that Amoni Moavi Asurin V'Yisrani Yisrael Olam. And an Amoni Moavi can't enter the Kal Hashem in perpetuity. All right, let me pause for just 30 seconds. Let's go.
And Lot is a controversial figure, but it doesn't seem so based on this. But he takes the full hit here for the separation where Avraham said, and the big guy with all the Baalei Tshuva and the converting people said, let's separate. Doesn't he take some of the blame?
No, because in other words, one of the Pshatim, this I heard originally from Konigsberg, then I saw it sort of in a sefer, which he had quoted. He says, you know, Ki anashim achim anachnu, you know, he said, Avram says to Lot, "Alnatim rivabi niven echavin roiv recha ki anashim achim anachnu, we're brothers." So one shot is that we look similar. We look similar, so people will think, you know, like if you're grazing your sheep in their fields, they'll think it's me. You know what I mean? So being involved with Lot, you know, we would undercut his whole message and everything he wants to accomplish. In other words, they think like the Ghana
is headed. But is there any evidence in the Psukim or in the Mefarshim that Avram tried to work this out? That's what I'm asking, really.
I don't know. Okay, I got to run. What's next, Daniel?
Wanted to tell us that Kuma is not really the Kuma, just don't mention it. Below Yadav Shiva. Do I have to add the word to the Daf and to say not really?
Yeah, I don't know.
And a second question over there is, when it comes to Pesach, we're talking about Achilat Gasabet. We're saying that Pesach is something Nechalal Estava.
Oh, Slova, right. So with Tosfos, you're saying simply, I mean, there's different ways you can approach this thing. So you could say that with the Korban Pesach, that, I think doesn't Tosfos mention this? He says, So Daniel's really asking, I saw this, they were talking about it, that Pesach is ne'achal sova. So Mamela, if that's the case, so how can he even be like criticized for eating, you know, achila gasa? So the only thing I can think of, I have to look again, I don't remember, but it could be that like the achila gasa could be worse than ne'achal sova. In other words, like achila gasa might be more satiated than sova. But maybe you'll see something in that tomorrow. Okay, I got to move on. Okay, and Yosef, you're still with us, right? Yosef?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay, I'm going to move. Okay, now I can't have any interruptions. I've got to finish the daf, and then if we have time, we'll pause some more. And I apologize that it took me a while to get on and get you all together tonight. Okay, now we're up to Amar Ula. So Amar Ula, Tamar Zinta Zimri Zina. So Tamar is Yehuda's daughter-in-law. She was Mizana. And Zimri, who's the Sibet Abla Shimoni, he was Mazana in Parshas Pinchas. Tamar Zinta, Tamar was Mazana, Yatsumina Malachim and Neviim. In other words, Tamar had good intentions, and it ended up that she had kings and Neviim were her progeny. She's the kings, she's got David and the whole Davidic line, and Neviim, she's got, you know, Yishayahu ben Amoz. It was Yishayahu and his father Amoz. He says, Zimri Zina, Zimri, what was also Mizana with Tazbi, Nafula Lav, Tamar Revolt in Israel. So tens of thousands of Jews died. It says 24,000 Jews died in the incident with Zimri. So the Gemara seems to be saying that sometimes you can have an Aveira, but you know, if you're having the Mechavim L'Shem Shemayim, so then things can work out well. That's the Lakora, than what the Gemara is saying. Let's take a look further in the Gemara. The Amrav Nach Bar Yitzchak. So he's saying that the merit of an Aveira that's done Lishma is greater than a mitzvah that's Shlow Lishma. So I'm doing a mitzvah Shlow Lishma. He wants to say, if I do an Aveira, but Aveira Lishma, and I'm doing Aveira, but I'm doing Lishma Hashem, so that's better than Mitzvah Shlow Lishma. So the Gemara says, V'amar Abuna Marav, L'lami Yasokotam Torah Mitzvah, V'afil Shlow Lishma, Shmitok Shlow Lishma, Ba Lishma. So Rab says a person should study Torah and mitzvot, perform even a shel lishman, because that leaves you lishman. So it seems hard to think that Naveira would be better than that. Ela'ema k'mitzvah shel lishman. So the Gemara says it's the equivalent. This is very tricky and needs much more hesber, and you see it comes up in Horius as well. The Gemara is saying that in Naveira that's done lishman, if I do an Naveira, but the Shem Hashem, that could be equal, but again, you need to speak to, like, you know, we know, I don't think any rabbi would tell you to do an Aveira, but he's saying, like, if Aveira is done the Shema, that could be equal to a mitzvah Shlo the Shema. Dichtiv, now the Gemara brings proof. Tivarach minashim yael, eshet chever hakini. This we just had in the Haftorah just a few weeks ago, with Haftorah from Parshat Bishalah. So he says, Yael, eshet chever hakini, she, Sisra flees from the field of battle, and Yael has relations with Sisra, and then she puts him to sleep, and then this like a furnace is indicating, like, the stake through the brains. So Devorah, the Neviyah, says Yael is Tivorach Minashim, that she's going to be blessed Minashim, meaning getting the same bracha as the Imahot, Eishet Chever Akedi. Minashim Ba'ol Tivorach. Manashim Shmoel is what is from the Nashim in the Ohel. Who are the Nashim in the Ohel? Sarif Karach of Alea. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sheva Bilo Ba'al Torah Shah, Ba'al Torah Shah. So Yochanan says that Sisra had seven acts of intimacy with Yael. And Tosfos points out, if you look in the Tosfos, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth last Tosfos, the Sheva Pimithiyah Priya Nefilah Rishkima. In the Psukim, it mentions seven times these verbs. And the Gemara doesn't quote the whole Pasuk here. So the Gemara says, V'hakamitani b'ilah d'ilay. But she was, like, having a nice time with this Be'ilah. So, you know, doesn't that kind of undercut the fact that she's doing everything in Lishma? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, called Tomatan Shem Rishayim, in an Ra, it's a Tzadikim. When the Rishayim do something good for you, that's just a Ra'a, but it's a Tzadikim. Shinemar, Hisham Lachami, the Berim Yaakov, Mitov, Ad Rabbi Ad Ra. That Hashem says to Lavan, you know, be careful not to speak good or bad to Yaakov. This is when Lavan is pursuing Yaakov, and he has a dream. And Hashem says to him, "He shamer don't say anything bad, good or bad, to Yaakov. So we're saying a rush up here. Saying don't say the bad. That makes sense. Ela tova my lo. Why can't he just say good? Like everything's good. Why can't something good? Elav shomim the tova tovra ayin shomim up. And even the good by the Rishayim is bad. And they say because Laban, if he mentions good, he mentions Shem of Avodah Zarah, things like that. So even the good comes out bad. So here also. All right, now, one second. Yeah. And by Yael, so Tosus points out that the Shadab Ezuamah, that he was injecting his pollution into her. So you have to say it's on a spiritual level as well. Sisera was like polluting Yael by having relations with her. Okay. All right, then we have 30 seconds for questions, comments, and thoughts.
How about the end of the day? The arm, he's coming to your I know bad things came out of it. That's another example you're saying?
Wait. He did give a
Brahma.
Yeah. Right.
He ended up getting hit from. Why isn't
it blocked?
Because we end up getting
back from it. No. In other words, you're asking, why does Hashem even give a bracha from the Rishayim? The bracha is the yeah. So the only, I mean, I'll say a couple of things and then again move on. First of all, Chazal teach us that it was like a chakel, like a hook in his mouth, and he only said that which Akash Baruch Hu was telling him to say. So that is like, you know, controlling everything. But in addition to which, you know, like the idea was that if the goyim will see that, like Bilam gives bracha to Israel, so they'll like, you know, it'll intimidate all the goyim to fight the Jews. You know, so it's like ultimately to the benefit. But that's a very unusual case.
That's right.
Oh, I have to move on. I apologize. Anybody other questions? Yosef and Fern, are you okay? Okay, let me go on. Now, Gufa, I'm Rabbi Yudim Arav. So we mentioned earlier the statement of Rabbi Yudim Arav. A person should toil in Torah mitzvot even if it's insincere, because even if it's shloshman initially, it becomes shloshman. And when we talk about shloshman, if you look, there's an earlier Tosfos, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth Tosfos. So there's another member in Brachot, Osek the mitzvah shloshman, Noach lo shlo nivra. And if you're Osek in a mitzvah shloshman, it's better you weren't created. So he says, if you're Osek, the kapeach achayim, to torment other people. Like, let's see, so if you're learning, you know, I want to, like, you know, say, you know, to, like, you know, whatever, use it like a cudgel to, like, oh, ha, ha, you don't know this, whatever, you know, like, that's noach lo shlo nivra. But if I'm learning, I want people to acknowledge me as the gadol ador, that's my goal, it's not the greatest, but that's shlo lishman, but then ba lishman, okay? So now, back in the Gemara, Shibiskar Arbimishtain Korbanot Shikrit Balak Rasha, then the merit of the 42 Korbanot that Balak offered. Now, Balak offered these Korbanot because he wanted Hashem to, you know, appear to Bilam and help curse Klal Yisrael. But he offered Korbanot to the Ribono Shel Olam. Zachav Yatzim in a Rut. So because of that, he was Zocha to have Rut as part of his progeny. And Rut, of course, is the progenitor of Balak Beit David and the Melech Mashiach. The root was Bapino, means like literally the granddaughter, but Tosfos points out that she wasn't literally the granddaughter. It doesn't work out chronologically, but she was the right, a descendant. So Amr Kibra Abam Yochanan, the 9th Kachbarkum and Kapech Nusakar, Sikhana, where do we know that a Kachbarkum doesn't hold back the reward for even like a nice statement, like speaking nice, like in an airless fashion? Says the Ilu Bechira de Kritei Moav, the older daughter of Lot, she calls the son Moav. Moav means like Me'av, from the father. It's like very coarse way. It's like taking a red flag, advertising the whole incestuous relationship. So Amalei Rachmana, Atatzar Moav Yaltit Garba Melchama. So in reference to Moav, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Atatzar Moav, don't harass Moav and don't go to war with them. In other words, the way the Gemara understands it, Milchama is only mentioned by Moab. Meaning, Milchama is what I'm telling you, don't go to war with Moab. But you want to harass them, you could. I know it mentions harassing here in the pasuk. I was bothered with that. I spoke to Rabbi Packard today. He thought it meant harassing during the war. But the idea is, the only thing I'm forbidding you to have with Moab is actual war. But things short of war, you could sort of do with them. V'ilu Tzeira, the younger daughter, Dikriti Ben Ami, she was more menschlich. She called the child Ben Ami, like part of my nation. Amar Le, Al Tzreim Yal Tiknorbam. He says, don't harass them, don't get involved with them. V'ilu Tzeira Lo Tzareen and Klau. Don't harass them at all. So she got more protection. So Amar Chibra Avin, Amar Shubin Korcha, Yulam Yakim Adam Bar Mitzvah. A person should eagerly go to a Bar Mitzvah. Because the reward, so this is the Bechira was, had bad things, and she called it Moab, but because she was makdim to have relations with her father by one night, she was zoked to have four generations in the Malchut before the younger daughter's progeny joined Malchus based Avid. So Rashi points out now, the Rashi. And the article seemed to have a slightly different shot. The shot I was saying was from the Sifta, but Rashi says that the four generations are Obed, Yishai, David, and Shlomo, meaning that Moab is involved with Klal Yisrael, with David and Shlomo, and David's father and grandfather. In other words, that's the daughter of Ruth, Obed. So right away, they're involved with it. But with Ammon only gets involved with Naamah Ammonit when Shlomo marries his Naamah Ammonit and has Rechavah. So the involvement with Klal Yisrael in terms of like the royal family, it was with Moab was four generations earlier than the daughter who named the child Ammon. In other words, because Rut HaMoabiyah, she had converted, and Naamah Ammonit, she also converted. But Rut got in Moab got in earlier than Ammon did. All right, now. All right.
Maybe that has to be the intention of Lot and the positive with the first.
Okay. Okay. So Daniel was saying you have that Ruth also gets Melch Mashiach and he thinks that the first order, Lot had positive intentions with the first order. Okay. Now let's just see here what I have here. One minute. Let's see what I can get with the sheets.
I can't believe you finished this whole thing with time to spare.
Good. All right, that's the way I like it. Now let me put the sheet.
By sheet.
Hold this thing. My sheet's got a little permission here with this. That's what it is. Okay. Now we got it. All right. Now today is Chaf Gimel. Today's Tag. All right. All right, let me just do a few pieces of Torah, and then that will be it in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
1 minute.
Joe, can you join?
All right, 1 minute. All right.
I'm here.
Okay, 1 minute, 1 minute. All right. Now, so I mentioned about the getting drunk and if you know you're going to get drunk, you got to avoid these things ahead of time. There's an interesting remez. He says, Yain v'sheikhar al taste, don't drink wine, and here sheikhar does not mean beer. Sheikhar means like the grape juice. Don't drink. This is in Parsh Shmini, you and your sons, Aaron and his sons. Taste is Rashi Tevo, Tfila Shikor Toiba. The Tfila of a Shikor, an inebriated person, is an abomination. But it's also Tfila Shatui Tfila. Tfila of a person who's just had a little bit to drink is considered to be a Tfila. Okay. Then he has another piece where he said a person should be involved in Torah mitzvot, even if it's not Lashman. So he talks about Sfarim in our days. So he mentions that the Chasam Sofer says, the Chasam Sofer said if a person writes a Sefer, and his intent is not complete for Lima Torah, his machshav is also given for Kavod, so then there's a klal involved with that, then he won't be successful, and he won't get Kavod from his Sefer. Like Chazal teach us, the Gatshma about Shmei, the person seeks a good name, he loses the name. And the Chasam Sofer writes that there's even an Easter connected with it. The Ikar Dinyan Allah to write the Torah Shabbal Peh. And the only heter is because Eid La'asod L'Hashem Eferu Torah Techa, so that Chazal saw that without writing the Torah Shabbat, that without writing it down, it will be forgotten. But the heter is only La'asod L'Hashem. The heter is only when you're acting sincerely L'Shem Hashem. So if the person is writing the Sefer L'Shem Kavod, so he's violating the din of writing down Torah Shabbat Peh. In other words, the heter to write down Torah Shabbat Peh is only when you do Eid La'asod L'Hashem. But if you have a little bit in mind, I want kavod, I want to be like God of the door, if he was acknowledge me. And then he mentions there's a sefer, the Beit Meir, and he publishes sefer, and he had a lot of difficulty, and he mentions he had a question whether he should publish it because he's concerned maybe he's not only l'shem shemayim, and then he comforted himself, mikosh l'shma balashma. All right, let me see. All right, I think we're out of time. Okay, so Blin Eder, I'll try to straighten out this thing with the Zoom tomorrow night. Learning tonight was with Lunisham, my grandmother, Menucha Bas Yisrael, Zekorin LeBracha. Let me end the recording.